thee have I fled for refuge. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. For in thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light shall we see light. Continue thy mercy on those who
for the Lord to act. Bless Master. Pray for me, Master. Remember me, Holy Master. Bless, Master. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have
from above and for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the welfare of the holy churches of God, and for the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord God, his powers and power for our Archbishop Benjamin, for the honorable priesthood of the diaconate and Christ, for all the clergy and people, let us pray.
Master, impart the riches of thy mercy and power to us and those who pray with us.
For this country, its president, for all civil authorities, for the armed forces everywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city, every city and countryside, and for the faithful dwelling in them, let us pray to the Lord. Seasonable weather, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
travelers by land, sea, and air, for the sick and the suffering, for captives and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another in all our life unto Christ our God.
For unto thee are due all glory, honor, and worship to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
People and bless thine inheritance, preserve the fullness of thy church, sanctify those who love the beauty of thy house,
and forget not all his prayers.
Glorify thee in return, my heart, say, now that's who put our hope in thee. Lord, bless you the best, Lord, bless you the best. Given us grace with one accord to make our common supplication unto thee, and promise where two or three are gathered together, and then we grant thee request. We'll tell now, Lord, the petitions of thy servants. This may be expedient for thee, and grant thee the world to come knowledge of thy truth, the world to come life everlasting.
In princes and sons of men, in whom there is no salvation, when his breath departs, he returns to his earth. On that very day his plans perish. The Lord living forever, Lord of Zion to all generations, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Only begotten Son and immortal Word, for our salvation, its will to be incarnate of the Holy Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary, who without change is become man and was crucified. O Christ our God, trampling down death by death, who art one of the Holy Trinity,
save us.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
Laid a good foundation through thy victory, O glorious martyr. With courage surpassing nature, thou hast overthrown the beast of destruction that breathed out fire and murder.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of
among martyrs has turned the sadness of this present season into joy, granting us relief from the strictness of the holy fast.
Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake.
Amazed by the strange vision in which thou hast appeared to him, the archbishop said, "Who art thou, my Lord, that speakest to me? Show me how to find help quickly."
Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Theodore replied, "I am the martyr. Listen to me. Boil wheat and distribute it among the people, and ye shall thus be saved from the polluted food of the avenger."
Glory grant that their infants who may be in interest of holy angels, serving medicines, and glorifying thy goodness for unto thee are the all glory, honor, and worship, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and through ages of ages. Amen.
Great is the wonder thou hast performed, Theodore, and marvelous is thy help. Taking courage then, with undivided heart, we turn to thee for refuge, and we pray, save thy servants.
Now and ever.
The good pleasure of the Father and through the descent of the Holy Spirit upon thee, thou hast made the dwelling place of the light, the pure tabernacle of the world. Guide me with thy light.
Wisdom arise, let us attend.
Oh,
Lord, from the thrice holy crown, glorified by the true and worshipful and heavenly power. God, for nothing is but all things in thee, as created man, for an image and likeness, and his adornment with every gift. Forgive us our trespasses and understanding. Does not despise us and appoint thee the prince of salvation. As God save us, humble and unworthy servants, even as ours, stand before the holy altar. Proper worship and praise, which are due unto thee. Do thou thyself, O Master, accept from us, the sinner. Christ, holy him, and visit us in thy goodness. For every transgression, voluntary and involuntary, sanctify our souls and bodies, enable us to serve thee in holiness all the days of our life. Through the intercessions of the holy Theotokos of all the saints, who beginning the world and well pleasing unto thee.
To thee do we send up glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever.
O Lord, save the pious.
O Lord, save the pious.
And hear all.
And hear all.
And unto ages of ages.
Have mercy on us.
In the name of the Lord.
Now
blessed art thou in the throne of the glory of thy kingdom, shall it sit upon the cherubim, pray, always now and ever, and through ages of ages. Amen. Peace be unto all.
And to thy spirit.
Wisdom.
Blessed art thou, O Lord God of our fathers, and praised and glorified is thy name forever.
Blessed art thou, O Lord God of our fathers, and praised and glorified is thy name forever.
Righteous art thou in all which thou hast done for us.
Blessed art thou, O Lord God of our fathers, and praised and glorified is thy name forever.
Blessed art thou, O Lord God of our fathers, the readings from the Epistle of the Holy Apostle Paul to the Hebrews.
Let us attend.
Brethren, by faith Moses, when he came of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him that is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the shed, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians, attempting to do so, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about for 7 days. By faith Rahab the harlot did not perish with the unbelievers when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the other prophets, who by faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the enemies. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain by the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And all these, having obtained a good report through faith, did not receive the promise, God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect without us. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Peace be unto the reader.
And to thy spirit.
Wisdom.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel also was among those who called on his name.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Oh, be quiet here in the gospel.
Alleluia.
They called to the Lord, and he answered them.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Illumine our hearts, O Master, who lovest mankind with the pure light of thy divine knowledge, and open the eyes of our mind to the understanding of thy gospel teachings. Implant also in us the fear of thy blessed commandments, the trampling down all carnal desires. We may enter upon a spiritual manner of living, both thinking and doing such things as are well-pleasing unto thee. For thou art the illumination of our souls and bodies, O Christ our God, unto thee do we send up glory. Together with thy Father, is without beginning, thine all holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Blessed Father, he who proclaims the good tidings of the holy apostle and evangelist John the theologian.
May God, through the prayers of the Holy Ghost, all laudable apostle and evangelist John, enable thee to proclaim the glad tidings with great power to the fulfillment of the gospel of his beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Wisdom, let us arise, let us hear the holy gospel.
Peace be unto all.
And to thy spirit.
The reading is from the holy gospel according to Saint John.
Glory to thee, Lord.
Let us attend.
The following day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Jesus in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered and said to him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man."
Peace be unto thee who hast proclaimed the holy gospel.
To thy spirit.
Glory to thee, O Lord. Glory to thee.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God.
Amen.
The first Sunday of Lent is called the Sunday of Orthodoxy, or the Triumph of Orthodoxy. for many reasons, especially, though, because of the restoration of the icons. There was a period of time in the church when, from about 730 up until 843, over 100 years, in which icons were destroyed, people who kept icons were punished. It was a very bloody period, actually, that century, even more so, more martyrs than in the period of the early church. And it was quite a persecution. It was probably primarily inspired, most scholars feel, because of the influence of Islam on certain of the church fathers of that time, the hierarchs, that is, not real fathers, but and also especially the leaders of the empire. And so the empire made them illegal. They went throughout the church and destroyed them. People took them and hid them in their homes, hid them underground, did all sorts of things. But unfortunately and sadly, the church lost many, many, many of those early frescoes and icons that were available at that time. So the commemoration on this day, and it's interesting because this started in 730. In 787, there was a great council, the Seventh Ecumenical Council, in which they made the decision that we follow today. And the great Synodicon that we'll pronounce from the front of the church today is from that particular council. But it's the fascinating part about it to me is that it's so much like the church. What happened is that in 787, an ecumenical council came together and it made the decision to restore the icons. But did it happen? No, the emperor wouldn't allow it. So it was another 56 years from that time. Don't you know that during that time people were saying, well, where is God? Right? Where is God? If the council comes together and says this is the right thing, why isn't God making this happen? Well, God moves on his time. And men move on their time. But they did make things very clear at that time. They did all the theology that was necessary for the restoration. But it didn't happen until 843. That's 56 years later. And so this Sunday in particular, what happened is that on the first Sunday of Lent of that particular year, the icons were restored or in procession were brought back into the churches. And one can only imagine what that was like if you think about coming to church some Sunday morning and every icon in the church is gone or the frescoes that are up there, the eyes are gouged out of them, which is a favorite way to do it. So there are no icons in the church. It would feel bare and naked in a sense, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I went into an Orthodox church. For one thing, it was so dark I couldn't see anything for 10 minutes because my eyes had to adjust because it was a Russian church with an all-night vigil, so they had like two little candles. But when I looked around, I began to see icons around me. And it was almost like people on the walls, peeking out. And there was all of the iconostasis and all that sort of thing. And at the time, I just thought, wow, what a cluttered church. All this stuff everywhere. There are crosses and gold things and, all of this stuff to look at. What a bunch of clutter. And then it wasn't more than maybe 10 years later that I happened to go. I was invited by a friend to go to a Quaker meeting house for a peace thing. So I went there and, you go in and you sit down and there wasn't anything on the walls, not even a cross, because these are the Puritans, these are the real Puritans and they had purified everything. It was gone. And what a feeling that was. It was like being naked in church. It was, there was such a feeling of loss. And even right now, we can relate to that because of the issues that we're looking at with this virus that's going around. We're being very careful. We're not kissing icons. We're not kissing crosses. We're not kissing priest's hand, things like that, at least for a season. We want to do it again, but that will come in time. But to take care, especially for the people who are older and vulnerable among us, we're not doing that. And yet you feel the deprivation, don't you? Because you want your proskynesis to be full. You want to be able to express that feeling that you have. And this is what the church does. It gives us all of our senses to worship with. And it is
an interesting thing in that we have the visual imagery that is in the church, and I've lost my point. And
happens.
Oh yeah, okay. Well, I lost it really good. It'll come in a minute. So we have the visual. No, that's not going to be it. All right. What I was thinking about was that for people who are cradle Orthodox, having icons in the church is something that they grow up with. It's simply a part of their lives. So they're accustomed to it, and it's second nature to them, as so many things about the church are. For people who are converts to the church, it's more difficult. We come into the church, we look around, and we're wary about them. We're not sure whether or not they might be idols. And so we have to go through a whole process ourselves of sort of coming to terms with this. But over time, we learn to really love them. We learn to really relate to them, especially as we come to understand the theology of icons. Because the theology of the icon, the reason that we have them is because it's an acknowledgement or an expression of the incarnation of Christ, that God became fully man. Every heresy of the church, pretty much, is about the opposite of that, that somehow God wasn't fully God and fully man, that Jesus wasn't fully God and fully man. Mm-hmm. There's some expression pushing one way or the other on that. But iconography is a theology that clarifies to us that we fully accept that he became fully man, because once he became fully man, then we're able to visually see him and to visually represent him in iconography. Today is called the triumph of Orthodoxy, but as Orthodox Christians, we know that we are not to be triumphalistic. There's a difference between the triumph of Orthodoxy and triumphalism. The triumph of Orthodoxy is for us to look back at the sacrifices that were made by the fathers and mothers of the church at that time, the hierarchs and all of them, many of whom gave their lives to be able to bring them back and to restore the correct theology, thus the icons. We celebrate that. We celebrate the triumph of being able to bring icons back into the church and for the church to be whole again and for that heresy to be pushed out. And over time, the Sunday of Orthodoxy has become a triumph of any heresy that is pushed out, of the ability of the church, even if it takes 100 years, to overcome whatever illicit thing is happening within it, not in a day, not in a week, not in a month, not in a year, not in a decade, in 100 years. We get worried about that stuff. Oh my goodness, what's happening at Constantinople, here, there, or the other thing. Give it time. Give it time. In the church, it always corrects itself. It is always taken care of. This took 100 years, so it seemed like forever. But ultimately, it was taken care of. As we know, every heresy will be, every false teaching, every problem that happens within the life of the church is ultimately corrected and taken care of over time. And that's the triumph of Orthodoxy, that we are able to receive the true faith. Now, it isn't our triumph, is it? Mm-mm. Were we alive in the 7th and 8th century? Certainly we were not. Have we individually done any of this stuff? No, we haven't. We are given a charge to preserve it, to keep it moving forward. This we're given to do, but we didn't do that. So the triumph is not ours. The triumph is ours to enjoy. People can become, however, triumphalistic. And many Orthodox do this, and it's absolutely wrong. Because at the heart of our faith, the Lord teaches us to be humble and to approach all of life in a humble way. And even if we believe that the Orthodox Church is the true church and that within it the truth lies, it's not something that we personally should be proud about or look down at anyone else about. Are we even worthy of it? No. What did we do to cause that? Nothing. We're beneficiaries. It's given to us. So to be triumphalistic, in other words, to go, I'm better than you are, I know more than you do, I have more than you do, is bad and something that we absolutely should never do. Appreciative of it, of the triumph, yes. Triumphalistic, never. Now, today we're given three parts of Scripture that have to do with seeing, have to do with the visual part of our worship, as it were. And I want to look at each of those briefly. The first is from the reading that we had from John, and it's about the Lord finding Philip and Nathanael. And Nathanael's sitting under the tree, and the Lord describes how he saw him there. Well, Nathanael has a huge reaction, and he says to him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel, which is a lot to say very quickly, just because he saw him at a distance, not a distance, but beyond that, under the fig tree. And Jesus said to him these words, because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these. What are the greater things that Nathanael is going to see? You know, in a sense, Nathanael's celebrating the Lord's clairvoyance. But that's not even important. What is he going to see? He's going to see the Messiah. He's going to see the Messiah fulfilling the signs of his Messiahship. He's going to see eyes return and heads where they weren't. He's going to see people who are missing limbs have their limbs restored. He's going to see the lame walk. He's going to see the dead risen. He's going to see the Lord his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. He's going to see him arrested. He's going to see him beaten. He's going to see him carrying a cross to Golgotha. He's going to see him on that cross. He's going to see him die. He's going to see him when he rises again. He's going to see him when he ascends into heaven. He's going to see Peter stand in the streets of Jerusalem with the power of the Holy Spirit and convert thousands. He's going to be in the upper room when the Holy Spirit descends upon his head. He will see the tongues of fire and be given the gift of apostleship for the church at that time. Many things he's going to see, isn't he? And we see those too. They're all around us. They're above us. Those great feasts, those great events in the life of Christ. What else does the Lord say to him? And he says to him, most assuredly, I say to you hereafter, you will see. You will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Where have we heard that before? Where have we heard that before? It's in Genesis, isn't it? Genesis 28, Jacob's ladder. When Jacob fell asleep in the wilderness and he had this dream like a ladder going from earth to heaven with the angels ascending and descending upon it. And when he awakened, he had a huge reaction. He said, this must be God's home. So he took the stone that he had been sleeping on that night and he poured oil on it and blessed it. And he called it and he said, this place is Bethel, the home of God, God's home. And of course, we know who that stone is. We know that that stairway between heaven and earth that Jacob saw was a foreshadowing of the Lord's coming, when that stairway would actually be restored, when communion between heaven and earth would be restored, and that we would all see that, just as we saw it this morning, when little...
Nectarios.
What is it? Nectarios? He has so many names. When little Nectarios was baptized, when one more person got on that stair that brings the image of God in the person of Christ down the stairs into our world and restores the image in each of us who are baptized, restored that we begin the walk up that ladder of divine ascent. Finally, in the reading we had from Hebrews, the writer says that, behold, we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. And when we look around in the church, we see them, don't we? Not just on the walls, but among each other. Because we are all hopefully witnesses for our faith. But we're surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, those who have lived their life in Christ, those who have been restored in his image and likeness, those who are depicted in icons because of that, because God is glorified in his saints. And we take great comfort in knowing that our family is here with us, cheering us on, much in the way that you go to grandma's house and you walk down that particular hallway and all of your relatives are there, those funny-looking great-grandfathers with all the beards and mustaches and that sort of thing. Odd-looking, aren't they? Yes, same at home. But they're our family. They're our heritage. And if you walk with your grandmother, she says, you know, that's your great-grandfather Tanous. And, you know, he went to World War I. He was gassed. He got mustard gas. And this happened and that happened. And you sort of hear your legacy, and it influenced the family in this way. He couldn't work, so they lived in poverty for a whole generation and so on. These are the stories we know about our family that surrounds us. We're surrounded by a cloud of witnesses who witness to us the faith. And we would be, in many ways, lost without them if we looked around someday and they weren't there, if they were taken away. We would feel a great loss because of that, because they witness to us and they cheer us on and they encourage us in the arena. And finally, he goes on to say that we should therefore lay aside all the care, all the earthly cares that beset us. And finally, he says, and look to Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, the Alpha and the Omega. And what a blessing it is that we are able to look to Christ, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, to look at him and see the beautiful look that we receive from him, to be able to have an image that is a depiction of the only begotten Son of God, who came in the flesh, fully God and fully man, for our salvation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God.
Amen.
Blessed art thou, O Lord God, a mighty source of all good things, Son of righteousness, who shineth forth upon those who are in darkness the light of salvation, through the manifestation of thy only begotten Son and our God, and who has given unto us unworthy ones blessed purification through hallowed water and divine sanctification through life-giving chrismation, who now also has been pleased to regenerate thy servant, who hath been newly enlightened by water in the Spirit, and grant us unto him remission of sins, both voluntary and involuntary, do thou thyself, O Master, compassionate King of kings, grant also unto him the seal of the gift of thy holy, almighty, and adorable Spirit, and the communion of thy holy body and precious blood of thy Christ. Keep him in thy sanctification, confirm him in the orthodox faith, deliver him from the evil one and all his machinations, and preserve him, his soul in purity and uprightness, through the saving fear of thee, that he may please thee in every word and deed, and be a son and heir of thy heavenly kingdom. For thou art our God, the God who showeth mercy and saveth. Unto thee do we send up glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Seal of the gift of the Spirit.
Amen.
The seal of the gift of the Spirit.
Amen.
seal of the gift of the Spirit.
Amen.
The seal of the gift of the Spirit.
Amen.
The seal of the gift of the Spirit.
Amen.
Seal of the gift of the Spirit.
Amen.
Seal of the gift of the Spirit.
Amen.
The seal of the gift of the Spirit.
Amen.
Hang on, Oscar. Come on. As many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Alleluia. As many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Alleluia. As many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Alleluia.
Would you work on that?
Let us pray to the Lord.
For thou who through holy baptism hast given unto thy servant Nectarios remission of sins and hast bestowed upon him the life of regeneration, do thou thyself, O Master and Lord, be pleased to illumine his heart with the light of thy countenance continually. Keep the seal of his faith unassailed by the enemy. Preserve pure and unpolluted the garment of incorruption wherewith thou hast covered him, upholding inviolate in him by thy grace the seal of the Spirit, and show mercy unto him and unto us according to the multitude of thy compassion. For blessed and glorified is the most honorable and majestic name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Master, Lord our God, who through the font bestoweth heavenly illumination upon them that are baptized and who has regenerated thy newly enlightened servant by water and the Spirit, has granted unto him the remission of his sins, whether voluntary or involuntary. Lay thine almighty hand upon him and preserve him. By the power of thy goodness, maintain inviolate the pledge of the Spirit and make him worthy of life eternal and of thy favor. For thou art our sanctification. To thee do we send up glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Peace be unto all.
And to our spirit.
Bow your heads unto the Lord.
To thee, O Lord.
He who hath put on thee, O Christ our God, boweth also his head with us. Unto thee keep him, ever a warrior, invincible in every attack of those who assail him, and us make us all victors, even unto the end, through the crown of incorruption. For thine it is to show mercy and to save. Unto thee do we send up glory, together with thy unoriginate Father, most holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Thou art justified, thou art illumined, thou art sanctified,
thou
art washed, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the Spirit of our God. Thou art baptized, thou art illumined, thou hast been anointed with chrism, thou art sanctified. Thou art washed in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Master, Lord our God, who has honored man through thine own image, and has fashioned him as a rational soul in the comely body that serveth the soul, for thou dost set the head on high, and do it with the chiefest portion of the senses, but nevertheless impede not one another. Thou hast covered his head with hair, and is not injured with changes of the weather, is fitly joined together all his members. With them he may give thanks unto thee, the great Creator. Thou thyself, O Master, through thy chosen vessel, the Apostle Paul, has given us a commandment that we should do all things to thy glory. Bless now thy servant Nectarios, who has come to make first offering shorn from the hair of his head, and likewise his sponsors, and grant that they may meditate on thy law and do the things that are well-pleasing unto thee. For a merciful God art thou, and the lover of mankind. To thee do we ascribe glory, to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Peace be unto all.
Unto the Lord.
O Lord our God, who through the fulfillment of the baptismal font by thy goodness dost sanctify them that believe on thee, bless this child here present, and let thy blessing descend upon his head. As thou hast blessed David the king by the hand of the prophet Samuel, bless also the head of thy servant Nectarius by the hand of me, a sinner, inspiring him with thy Holy Spirit, that he may increase in stature even to a very old age, may send up glory unto thee, and behold the good things of Jerusalem all the days of his life. For unto thee are due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Glory, honor, and worship, sure. In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yeah. Now so, I get him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, end of the world, yes. Yes, yes. It's the servant of God, Nectarius' church, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. He entered thy house to worship toward thy holy temple. Servant of God, Nectarius' church, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the midst of thy temple shall he sing thy praises. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's hard. The servant of God, Nectarius' church, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. The light of revelation for the Gentiles, which thou hast given for the face of all people, the light of revelation for the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel.
Prosperous life, peace, health, salvation, and furtherance in all good things, grant, O Lord, to the newly illumined servant Nectarios and his family, sponsors, and loved ones, and preserve him for many years.
Many years, many years, many years. Mogaeta, Mogaeta, Mogaeta.
Let us say with all our soul, with all our mind, let us say,
Lord have mercy.
O Lord Almighty, the God of our fathers, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great goodness, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord.
Again, we pray for our Metropolitan Tikhon, for our Archbishop Benjamin, for all our brethren in Christ.
Lord,
accept this fervent supplication. Thy servants have mercy on us, according to the laws of thy mercy. Send down thy bodies upon us, great rich mercy which comes from thee.
Again, we pray for this country, its president, for all civil authorities, for the armed forces everywhere.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Blessed and ever memorable Holy Orthodox Patriarchs, for the blessed and ever memorable founders of this holy house, and for all our fathers and brethren, the Orthodox departed this life before us, who here and in all the world lie asleep in the Lord.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, and visitation for the newly illumined servant of God, Nectarios, and for all the brethren of this holy house, and for the pardon and remission of their sins.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord.
Again, we pray for the bestowal of love and mercy upon the suffering Ethiopian people and for their welfare and good estate.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for those who bring offerings and do good works in this holy and all venerable house, for those who labor and those who sing, and for all the people here present who await thy great and rich mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Amen. Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens. Let us, the faithful, pray for the catechumens, that the Lord may have mercy on them, that he may teach them the word of truth, that he may reveal to them the gospel of righteousness, that he may unite them to his holy Catholic and apostolic church. Save them, have mercy on them, help them, and keep them, O God, by thy grace. Bow your heads unto the Lord, ye catechumens.
That with us they may also glorify Father, the most honorable and majestic name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Let us, the faithful, again and again in peace, pray unto the Lord.
Lord, this one? This one, okay?
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Wisdom. Paci e paci mirum gospoda pomolimsia.
Gospodi pomilu.
Zastu pis pasi pomilui, e socredi nas boge et voia iu blago datiu.
Gospodi pomilu.
Pre mudros.
Yavada padeu javovi, tevius regner canimi. Tevius lava basalaem, ots vicinae sertum maduho, inini e prisno evo vieci vircor.
One is bound with desires or pleasure of the flesh, is where they approach or draw near to serve thee, O King of glory, for mercy is great. Fearful even the heavenly powers, nevertheless, through thine unspeakable malice love toward mankind, thou dost become man without change or alteration. Few names, Father. As a ruler of all, thou dost become our high priest. Few names, Father. Ministry of the church of blood and sacrifice. Thou alone, O Lord, our God, who is over those in heaven and earth, who are born under the throne of the cherubim, the seraphim, the king of Israel, alone our holiness, rest in the saints. Therefore, I entreat thee, who alone are good and ready to listen, look down to me and send me a profitable servant, and cleanse my soul and my heart and your conscience. By the power of the Holy Spirit, enable me, and out of the grace of priests to descend before this holy table and perform the sacred mystery of thy holy pure body and precious blood. Wherefore I pray thee, for I draw near to thee, bowing my neck, I implore thee, do not turn thy face away from me, cast me out from among thy children, but make me thy sinful and unworthy servant, worthy to offer gifts to thee. For thou art the offerer, and the offerer, the receiver, and the received, O Christ, our God. Thee, who sent glory, together with thy Father, without beginning, thine all holy good and life creating spirit, now and ever, and through ages of ages. Amen. Let us mystery represent the cherubim and enchant the thrice holy hymn of life creating Trinity and ally of subtle earthly care.
That we may receive the King of all who comes invisibly and born by the angelic course. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
That we may may receive the King of all, who comes invisibly upborne by the angelic host. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
That we may receive the King of all, who comes invisibly upborne by the angelic host. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Brothers and sisters, please forgive our sins.
His Beatitude, the Most Blessed Tikhon, Archbishop of Washington, Metropolitan of all America and Canada. His Eminence, the Most Reverend Benjamin, Archbishop of San Francisco in the West, may the Lord God remember in his kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Those who are sick, suffering, alone, despondent, mourning, or in need, may the Lord God remember each and every one in his kingdom, the clergy, the monastics, the venerable benefactors of this holy house. May the Lord God remember each and every one in his kingdom. Those who have gone before us, our fathers and mothers in Christ, the great saints and righteous believers who have delivered unto us the saving faith, those who have gone before us, whom we love and hold dear, our relatives and loved ones who have reposed, especially the new reposed servant of God, our priest John. May the Lord God remember in his kingdom you and all Orthodox Christians. May the Lord God remember in his kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Angels of heaven, take the most pure body down from the tree, wrap it in pure linen and spices, and laid it in a new tomb. Tomb with body, soul, and hell, thief on the cross of our Christ, bearing all things bright in the royal chamber. Thy tomb, O Christ, is the font of our resurrection. The noble Joseph, having taken the most pure body down from the tree, wrapped it in pure linen and spices, and laid it in a new tomb. Do good, O Lord, that your pleasure and Messiah, let the walls of Jerusalem be builded. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with oblation of burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Remember me, brothers and concelebrants. Holy Spirit shall minister together with us all the days of our life.
Remember
you in his kingdom, always, now, and ever, in the ages of ages.
Amen.
Salvation bestowed upon us revelation of heavenly mysteries. It is thou who hast appointed us to service by the power of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, O Lord, who are well pleased for us to become servants of the new covenant and ministers of the holy mystery, accept us as we draw near to thy holy altar according to the greatness of thy mercy, so that we may become worthy to be brought up into the rational blood of sacrifice, our sins and the ears of the people.
having received it upon the heavenly offered, let us heavens pray as a sweet spiritual fragrance. Descend upon us, return the grace of the Holy Spirit. Look down on us, O God. Remember
for this holy house and for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray.
Sacrifices of Noah, full burnt offerings of Abraham, priestly offices of Moses,
for our deliverance from
peace
all affliction, wrath,
Samuel,
danger, necessity, let us pray to the
from the holy apostles of true worship. And goodness accept the gifts from your hands, blessed.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
We must find the reward.
That the
wise
whole
and
day
stirs
may be perfect,
good,
holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
An angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Pardon and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
All things that are good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
A Christian ending to our life painless, blameless, peaceful, and a good defense before the dread judgment seat of Christ, let us ask. Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our goal. Let us love one another, that with one mind we may confess. The doors in wisdom let us attend.
I believe in one God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not made, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and with the Holy Spirit
and the Virgin Mary and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, and suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified,
who spoke by the prophets,
a lot of long reading now.
In one holy Catholic and apostolic church, I confess one baptism
for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Let us stand aright, let us stand with fear, let us attend, that we may offer the holy oblation in peace.
A mercy of peace, a sacrifice of praise.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with thy spirit.
Let us lift up our hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord. Lord Almighty, Father Almighty and adorable, it is truly meet and right and befitting the majesty of thy holiness to praise thee, to hymn thee, to bless thee, to worship thee, to give thanks unto thee, and to glorify thee, the only existing God. For we offer unto thee this rational worship with a contrite heart and a spirit of humility. For thou hast granted unto us the knowledge of the truth, who can utter thy mighty acts or make thy praises to be heard or tell of all the wonders at all times. O Master of all, Lord of heaven and earth, and of all creation, both visible and invisible, who sittest upon the throne of the and holdest the deeps, without beginning, inevitable, unimaginable, incomprehensible, invisible, indescribable, changeless, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the great God and Savior, our hope, who is the image of thy goodness, the seal of thy very likeness, revealing thee, the Father, in himself, the living Word, the true God, the wisdom before the ages, the life, the sanctification, the power, and the true light. Thou whom the Holy Spirit has revealed, the Spirit of truth, the gift of sonship, the pledge of future inheritance, the first fruits of eternal things, the life-giving power, the font of sanctification, through which every creature of reason and understanding worships thee and sends up to thee an unceasing hymn of glory, for all things are thy servants. Thou art praised by angels, archangels, thrones, dominions, principalities, authorities, powers, the many-eyed cherubim. Round about thee stand the seraphim, one with six eyes, the other with six eyes. With two they cover their faces, with two they cover their feet. With two they fly, crying one to another, with unceasing voices, never silent, songs of glory, singing the triumphant hymn, shouting, proclaiming, and saying, blessed powers, O Master, who lovest mankind, we sinners also cry aloud to thee and say, Holy art thou in truth, all holy. There are no bounds to the majesty of thy holiness, for thou art holy also in all thy works, for thou hast brought all things to pass for us with righteousness and true judgment. When thou didst form man by taking the dust of the earth and didst honor him with thine own image, O God, thou didst set him in a paradise of delight, promising him immortal life, and the enjoyment of eternal good things, and the observation of thy commandments. But when man disobeyed thee, the true God, who had created him, and was led astray by the guile of the serpent, becoming subject to death through his own transgressions, thou, O God, in thy righteous judgment didst send him forth from paradise into this world, returning him to the earth from which he was taken, and providing for him salvation through the rebirth of thy Christ himself. For thou couldst not turn thyself away forever from thy creature, whom thou had made, O good one, nor didst thou forget the work of thy hands, but through thy tender compassion of thy mercy, thou didst visit him in various ways, thou didst send prophets, who didst perform mighty works by thy saints, who in every generation were well-pleasing unto thee. Thou didst speak to us by the mouth of thy servants the prophets, foretelling to us the salvation which was to come. Thou didst give us the law as a help, Thou dost appoint angels as guardians, and when the fullness of time had come, Thou dost speak to us through Thy Son Himself, by whom Thou dost also make the ages, who, being the radiance and the glory of Thy image of Thy person, upholding all things by the word of His power, thought it not robbery to be equal to Thee, the God and Father. Though He was God before the ages, yet He appeared on earth and lived among men. And becoming incarnate of the Holy Virgin, He emptied Himself, taking the form of a servant, being likened to the body of our lowliness, that He may liken to us the image of His glory. For since by man sin entered the world, and by sin death, so it pleased Thine only begotten Son, who was in the bosom of Thee, the God and Father, who was born of a woman, the holy Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary, who was born under the law to condemn sin in the flesh, so that those who are dead in Adam might be alive again in Thy Christ Himself. He lived in this world and gave us commandments of salvation, releasing us from the delusions of idolatry. He brought us to the knowledge of Thee, the true God and Father, obtaining for us for Himself as His own people, a royal priesthood and a holy nation, and having cleansed us with water, sanctified us by the Holy Spirit. He gave Himself as a ransom to death, in which we were held captive, sold under sin, and ascending through the cross into hell, that He might fill all things with Himself, He loosed the pangs of death. And when He had risen on the third day, having made for all flesh a path to the resurrection from the dead, since it was not possible for the author of life to be held by corruption, He became the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep, the firstborn of the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence over all. Ascending into heaven, He sat down at the right hand of Thy Majesty on high, and will come to render to every man according to his works. And as memorials of His saving passion, He left us these things which we have set forth according to His command. For when He was about to go forth to His voluntary and ever memorable and life-giving death, in the night in which He gave Himself up for the life of the world, He took bread in His holy, pure, and blameless hands. And when He had shown it to Thee, the God and Father, and given thanks, and blessed and hallowed it and broken it, He gave it to His holy disciples and apostles, saying, Take, eat, this is My body which is broken for you, for the remission of sins. Amen. And likewise He took the cup of the fruit of the vine, and having mingled it and given thanks, and having blessed and hallowed it, He gave it to His holy disciples and apostles, saying, Drink ye all of it. This is My blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many, for the remission of sins. This in remembrance of me, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim My death, you confess My resurrection. Therefore we also amass, remembering His saving passion and life-giving cross, the three-day burial and resurrection from the dead, His ascension into heaven, sitting at the right hand of Thee, the God and Father, and His glorious and dread second coming, offering unto Thee Thine own of Thine own, in behalf of all and for all. O Lord, it is sitting on Thy most Holy Spirit, the third hour upon Thine apostle, Samuel Goodwin. Take not from us, but rather renew him, and us to pray unto Thee.
Create me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit.
O Lord, it is sitting on Thy most Holy Spirit, the third hour upon Thine apostle, Samuel Goodwin. Take not from us, but renew him, and we pray unto Thee.
Cast me not away from Thy presence, and take not Thy Holy Spirit from me.
Lord, send down Thy most Holy Spirit the third hour upon that apostle, so will good one take not from us, but rather renew him in us to pray unto Thee. Therefore, all Holy Master, we also, Thy sinful and unworthy servants who have been made worthy to minister Thy holy altar, not because of our own righteousness, for we have done nothing good upon the earth, but because of the mystery of the compassions which Thou hast richly poured out on us. Now dare to approach Thy holy altar, presenting the antitypes of Thy body and blood of us, we pray Thee and call upon Thee, O Holy Holies, that by the favor of Thy goodness of the Holy Spirit may come upon us, upon these gifts here offered, to bless, to hallow, and to show.
Bless, Master, the Holy Bread.
this bread to be truly the precious body of our Lord and God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Blessed Master, the Holy Cup.
This cup to be truly the precious blood of our Lord and God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Shed for the life of the world.
Amen. Bless both, Master.
Making this change by the descent of thy Holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 The Lord God, remember the sacred diaconate and its kingdom now and ever into ages of ages. Amen. And unite to one another, all of us who partake of the one bread and cup, unto communion of thy one Holy Spirit. Grant that none of us may partake of thy holy body and blood of thy Christ for judgment or condemnation. Instead, may we find mercy and grace with all thy saints who through the ages have been well-pleasing unto thee. Ancestors, fathers, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, teachers, and every righteous spirit made perfect in faith, especially for our most holy, most pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary. Vexed by unclean spirits, and sail with those who sail, travel with those who travel on land, sea, and air. Defend the widows, protect the orphans, free the captives, heal the sick. Remember, O Lord, those who are in quartz mines, in exile, and harsh labor, those who are in any kind of affliction, necessity, and distress. Remember, O Lord our God, those who entreat thy great and loving kindness, those who love us, those who hate us, those who have asked us to pray for them, unworthy though we be. And remember all thy people, O Lord our God, and pour out thy rich mercy upon them all, granting to all of them their petitions that are for their salvation. Do thou thyself, O God, remember those whom we have not remembered through ignorance, forgetfulness, and multitude of names, since thou knowest the name and age of each, even from his mother's womb. For thou, O our Lord our God, and helper of the helpless, the hope of the hopeless, the saver of the storm, the haven of the voyager, the physician of the sick, be thou all things to all men, O thou who knowest each man, his request, his home, his need. Deliver the city, O Lord, and every city and countryside from famine, plague, earthquake, flood, fire, storm, foreign invasion, and civil war. Among the first, remember, O Lord, his beatitude, our Metropolitan Tikhon, his eminence, Archbishop Benjamin. Grant them for thy holy churches in peace, safety, honor, health, and length of days, rightly dividing the word of thy truth.
And all
Lord, those who have asked for our prayers, Bishop Sean and Paul, Deacon Mark, Nana Sodia, Sophia Gabriel, Alwyn Chapel, Elijah Greg, Ariana Lizzie, Eva Nina, Erica Amelia, Veronica, Johan, Philippa, James, Nadia, Sadi, Lawrence, Entasar, Saul B., Nancy, Cindy, Scott, Beth, Dana, Matthew, Macrina, Carrie, Isabella, Natasha, Nadieshta, Krista, Kira, Wes, Chris, Homero, the priest Paul, Jessica, David, Louis, B, John, Sean, Justin, Tom and Sue, and Celeste, those of recent repose, Peter, the Archpriest John, Linda, Oscar Michael, Tom, Elizabeth, Sarah, Brent, Mike, and Consuelo, and those who are with child, Stacy, Jessica, Olga, Calcadon, Monica, and Kathleen, and grant that with one mouth and one heart we may praise thine all honorable majestic name. Of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
And the mercies of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ shall be with you all.
And with thy spirit.
Having remembered all the saints, again and again in Father, peace, God, let us pray to the Lord.
O God, the God of salvation, who to us is worthy.
For the precious gifts offered and sanctified, let us pray to the Lord.
Who thou purifiest from every foul of flesh and spirit, teach us how to perfect our sanctity.
That our God, who loves
mankind,
receive
a portion of
holy
things,
heavenly and ideal altars of sweet spiritual fragrance.
Thy holy body and blood of thy Christ.
And
having received them,
worthily
we may have Christ dwelling in our hearts and may become the temple of the Holy Spirit. Yea, Lord our God, let not us be guilty of thy dread and heavenly mysteries, nor be infirm in soul and body by partaking of thy unworthily, but enable us able until our last breath to receive a portion of thy holy things worthily as a provision on the road to eternal life. Acceptable defense of the dread seat,
that the whole day
the judgment
may be perfect,
seat of thy Christ,
holy,
that we together with thy saints,
sinless,
who through all the ages have been well pleasing unto thee, may become partakers of thine eternal good things that have been prepared for those
an
who love
of
thee,
peace,
O Lord.
A faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant us, O
Lord. Pardon and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord. All things that are good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, and peaceful, and a good defense before the dread judgment seat of Christ, let us ask.
Grant this, O Lord.
Having asked for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
To
Tvoj sile, slava od Tvoj Sina i Svetoga Duha, i nini i prisno i vo vijek i vijeko.
Amen. Amen. Pray for me, dear.
compassion and love toward mankind and thine only begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed together with thine all.
Lord Jesus Christ, thou art our bliss and glory, thy kingdom come, sanctify us as the Holy Father, and praise the Christ, and the Holy Spirit, for by the first blood, this to all thy people. Holy things are for the holy. Broken and divided is the Lord God, broken and divided is the Lord God, broken and divided is the Lord God, broken and divided is the Lord God.
Skillfully on the strings with loud shouts, for the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness.
As long as, make sure there's room for the gifts. Make sure there's room for this.
He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, heavens were made, and all their hosts by the breath of his mouth.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Christ is in us. Christ is in our midst.
Modern.
Deacons draw nigh.
The Lord is with you.
Bring the sacred deacons of the Christians into the temple of the Lord. Sins of the Christians of the Lord. Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. Bring the sacred deacon cup. Bring the Christians of the Lord. Bring the
Christians of the Lord. Bring the Christians of
Save me from condemnation, for to take of thy most pure nature, and the remission of sin, life, and love. of thy most holy Son, O Son of God, proceeded to
the
nor long it may I such that Judas for life the thief, I confess thee, and bring the Lord in thy kingdom. May the communion of thy holy mysteries be unto me after judgment and condemnation, O Lord, with the healing of soul and body.
God and with faith and love draw nigh.
Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. God is the Lord and hath appeared.
Don't worry about it.
For I believe, O Lord, and I confess that thou art truly the Christ, the Son of the living God,
who is come into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Moreover, I believe that this is truly thy most pure body, and that this is truly thine own precious blood. Wherefore, I pray thee, have mercy on me, and forgive me my transgressions, voluntary and involuntary, in word and in deed, in knowledge and in ignorance. Vouchsafe me without condemnation to partake of thy most pure mysteries, unto the remission of sins and life everlasting. Of thy mystical supper, O Son of God, receive me today as a communicant, for I will not reveal the mystery to thine enemies, nor will I give thee a kiss as to Judas. But like the thief do I confess thee. Remember me, O Lord, in thy kingdom. May the communion of thy holy mysteries be unto me, not for judgment nor condemnation, O Lord, but for the healing of soul and body.
Connie.
Don't forget that we have the procession today if you want them involved. No old days here? There's one here. Precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who mentions this life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God, Helena receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen. Amen.
Servant of God, Christopher receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of his sins and life everlasting.
Amen. Amen.
Natalia receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. We're not kissing the chalice for a while.
Amen.
Servant of God, Benjamin receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, healing our soul and body and life everlasting.
Amen.
Okay, Spider-Man, you're done. Amen. Of God, Constance receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen. Amen.
Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Sorry, early to knee. The maid of God, Tatiana, receives the precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
The maid of God, Elizabeth, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord of God, Michael receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. What? I don't care. So I'm not going to try to change all that. Lord of God, Leonard receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Have mercy on me, O God. Have mercy on me, for my soul
trusted in
thee.
Servant of God, Thomas receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Servant of God, Christopher receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of his sins and life everlasting. Amen. Elijah receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen. Amen.
Handmaiden of God, Monica, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Handmaiden of God, Elizabeth, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen. He hath given over to reproach them that were trampling me down.
Servant of God, Achilles receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
We're not kissing the chalice right now. See rejoice in the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Someday I'll understand why people don't open their mouths. Handmaid of God, Monica, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Saves the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Servant of God, Justin receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of his sins and life everlasting. Amen. Servant of God, Benedict receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Mary receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
So we got Theophan receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Servant of God, Michael receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
In the midst of lion's cubs, I lay me down to sleep as one troubled.
Body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. May God the Ever receive some of the precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Handmaid of God, Lois receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of her sins and life everlasting.
Amen. Amen.
Worship the Holy Lord Jesus, the only sinless one. We venerate thy cross, O Christ, and we praise and glorify thy holy resurrection. For thou art our God, and we know no other than whom we call on thy name. For all your faithful, let us venerate Christ's holy resurrection. Behold, to the cross, joy has come to all the world. Let us ever bless the Lord, praising his resurrection. For by enduring the cross for us, he is destroyed death by death. Shine, shine, the new Jerusalem. The glory of the Lord is shown on you. Exult now, and be glad, O Zion. Be radiant with your Theotokos in the resurrection of your Son. O Christ, great and most holy apostle, wisdom, word, and power of God, granted we may more privily partake of you in the memory. Wash away all the sins of all those that are remembered here by thy precious blood, through the prayers of all thy saints.
Save, O Lord, thy people and bless thine inheritance.
be thou exalted above the heavens, O Lord, and thy glory above all the earth. Be exalted above the heavens, O Lord, and thy glory above all the earth. Be thou exalted above the heavens, O Lord, and thy glory above all the earth. The devil. Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Let our mouth be filled with thy praise, O Lord, that we may sing of thy glory. For thou hast made us worthy.
Different one from Basil.
To partake of thy holy divine dwelling, my Creator.
Attend, having partaken of the divine, holy, most pure, immortal, heavenly life, creating and awesome mysteries of Christ, let us worthily give thanks unto the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Asking that the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
For thou art our sanctification, unto thee do we ascribe glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Of thy dispensation, O Christ our God, has been accomplished and perfected as far as it was within our power. We have had the memorial of thy death, and we have seen the type of thy resurrection. We have been fulfilled with the unending life. We have enjoyed thine inexhaustible food, which in the world to come thou wilt be well pleased to vouchsafe to us all, through the grace of thy Father without beginning, thine all holy good and life creating Spirit, now and ever and to ages of ages. Amen.
Amen.
So you have many years. Absolutely. Why would I not? Because of everything else that's happening. No, I'm not leaving anything out. Okay.
But they that seek the Lord
blessings of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to thee, O Christ, God, our hope. Glory be to thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Amen.
May Christ, our true God, who rose from the dead, through the prayers of his most pure mother, the holy, glorious, all laudable apostles of our holy father Theophylactus and those with him, whom we commemorate in this day, the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, and of all the saints who have shined upon our shores, have mercy on us and save us, for he is good and loveth mankind.
Amen. This beatitude, the most blessed Tikhon, Archbishop of Washington, Metropolitan of all America and Canada.
Where are the boys? They're all down there, right?
The most reverend Benjamin.
Bring them up to me.
Archbishop of San Francisco and the West, the President of the United States of America and all those in authority.
Get the batters, get the cross.
Prosperous life, peace, health, salvation, and furtherance in all good things grant, O Lord, unto thy newly illumined servant of God, Nectarios, and his family, his sponsors, and loved ones, and preserve them for many years.
Many years.
Bella Tikhon. same thing again if you know it. As soon as they finish, again and again, again.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great mercy, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy. Again, we pray for all pious and orthodox Christians. Again, we pray for our father, yes. Metropolitan Tikhon, for our Archbishop Benjamin.
For thou art a merciful God, and lovest mankind, to thee be ascribed glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Go ahead, Politica.
Wait. Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great mercy. We pray thee, hearken and have mercy. Again, we pray for our brethren, the priests, hiero monks, deacons, hiero deacons, monastics, and all our brotherhood in Christ.
Turn page.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have
For thou
Again, we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, and visitation, and pardon and remission of the sins of all the servants of God, all Orthodox Christians of true worship, who live and dwell in this community.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
That's the first page.
God and lovest mankind, and unto thee do we ascribe glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Do you have a couple?
Yeah,
I want it. Oh, I want it. One's got a 4-6 of them.
Is Father Belode here?
Father Belode, come on up. You're being summoned.
Come here.
Oh, okay.
Deacon John.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great mercy, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy. Again, we pray for the blessed and ever-memorable founders of this holy house, and for all the departed servants of God, all our fathers and brethren, the Orthodox departed this life before us, who here and in all the world lie asleep in the Lord.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for those who bear fruit and do good works in this holy and all venerable house, for those who labor and those who sing, and for all the people here present who await thy great and rich mercy.
For thou art the merciful God, and loveth mankind, and unto thee we ascribe glory, to the Father, to the Son, to the Spirit, now and ever to ages of ages.
Amen.
In
tone, memory journal, right here.
Yeah.
Gosh darn it, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
So what do we do now?
Don't worry about it. End of the service, too. It's the fourth actinium.
Right, okay.
So still coming. Oh, he'll do it with a rise.
Okay.
You do this one, do it like we do it at a funeral.
The whole thing.
We'll do your actinias like a funeral. Yeah, yeah.
Bob, I'm going to do this.
Go ahead.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great mercy. Hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for the ever-memorable Orthodox patriarchs, kings, and rulers, and all our fathers and brethren, the Orthodox departed this life before us, who here and in all the world lie asleep in the Lord.
For thou art the resurrection, the life, and the repose of thy departed servants, O Christ our God. To thee do we ascribe glory, together with thy fathers, from everlasting thine all-holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
One more time, a politikian, just like it says. Great Synodicon of the Orthodox faith. As the prophets beheld.
As the prophets beheld.
As the apostles have taught.
As the apostles have taught.
As the church has received.
As the church has received.
As the teachers have dogmatized.
As the teachers have dogmatized.
As the universe has agreed.
As the universe has agreed.
As grace has shown forth.
As grace has shown forth.
As truth has been revealed.
As truth has been revealed.
As falsehood has been dissolved.
As falsehood has been dissolved.
As wisdom has presented.
As wisdom has presented.
As Christ has awarded.
As Christ has awarded.
Thus we declare.
Thus we declare.
Thus we assert.
Thus we assert.
Thus we preach.
Thus we preach.
Christ is our true God.
Christ is our true God.
And honor his saints.
And honor his saints.
In words.
In words.
In writings.
In writings.
In thoughts.
In thoughts.
In sacrifices.
In sacrifices.
In churches.
In churches.
In holy icons.
In holy icons.
On the one hand.
On the one hand.
Worshiping and reverencing Christ as God.
Worshiping and reverencing Christ as God.
And Lord.
And Lord.
And on the other hand.
And on the other hand.
Honoring as true servants.
Honoring as true servants.
As the same Lord.
As the same Lord.
And accordingly offering them veneration.
And accordingly offering them veneration.
This is the faith of the apostles.
This is the faith of the apostles.
This is the faith of the fathers.
This is the faith of the fathers.
This is the faith of the Orthodox.
This is the faith of the Orthodox.
This is the faith.
This is the faith.
Which has established the universe.
Which has established the universe.
Let us sing our faith. I believe.
God the Father Almighty,
Maker of heaven and earth and of all things visible and invisible,
and the one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten of the Father before all ages,
Light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not made, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate and suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, I confess one baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Wisdom, the great Prokimenon in the seventh cone, who is so great a God as our God, thou alone art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast made known thy power among the peoples. And I said, now have I begun. These are the changes of the right hand of the Most High. Remembering the works of the Lord, for from the beginning I will remember thy wonders.
Good as our God.
You're not squirrely like the boys, are you?
Who is so great a God as our God?
Tropar one time. First time he's been quiet all day.